Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables.
That has got to be one of the most depressing intros you've ever done. Hello there.
Hello there, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables.
Hello there, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables.
I should not have reminded you of Creepy Goofy. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake.
Creepy Goofy is never gone. He's always lurking around the corner somewhere. Just waiting to surprise the world with his inventions. No one believed in him.
Wait. What did he invent?
A lot of things. For
Should
one,
I be scared?
The tooth claw. He goes into little kids' rooms and pulls their teeth out. You know? He's a tooth fairy, basically.
Goodbye there, and we're never coming back after I've heard that, because I need to go bleach my ears.
Goodbye there, and never come back to our podcast.
Bye.
Yep.
That's the new way of ending it. Goodbye there, and welcome to the... And you're not welcome to the Unwatchables.
No. Goodbye there. So uncivilized.
So, I know we promised a follow-up to last week's episode, but it so happens that yesterday we tried to make that episode four times.
More than that.
This man's mic was not working.
More than that.
Five times, maybe.
During the third time... It took us like 20 times just to get the mic running, because every time we'd say play, something on my end would go wrong. Either I'd miss, or it happened to you missed a few times, and then...
Yeah, it took us like 15 times, because every time either one of us missed the button, or I don't know how we're that dumb, or we just didn't hear the other person, or the mic's cut out again.
Or my mouse would cut out.
Yes, his mouse just always dies.
Yep.
That's not fun. But yeah, so instead we're talking about the newly announced Bad Batch TV show coming 2021.
Indeed. And if you don't remember, the Bad Batch were those like different clones in the final season of the Clone Wars. There's like the sniper, there's the leader, there's the buff one, and then there's the stupid one. And that's one of my main problems.
There was a stupid
one? Like the buff one who... doesn't know how to...
Well, you said the buff one and the stupid one.
Okay,
two separate
whatever.
Things.
There's the buff one, there's the smart...
There's the sniper, the buff one, the tech one, the leader, and Fives.
Indeed.
Or Echo.
Indeed.
Who
and
isn't special.
So that's one of my main problems with them actually making this. I kind of thought that the Bad Batch were kind of meh. They just weren't really interesting. Come on, they literally have the stereotypical group that the leader, the buff... The deadly killer and the stupid one. Well, not the stupid one, the smart one, the really scientific, this really tech-savvy one.
And then they have the regular one.
Fives. That's kind of what it is. It's just going to be extremely boring.
The regular one is part of the stereotype as well, though.
It is. So it was the one who gets picked up and just follows along with them. So mm-hmm. I really...
So yeah, it's a bit stereotypical.
I don't really know. If they can do something interesting and really find their way out and make it like an animated Mandalorian where they're not trying to get too much into the prequel or the Clone Wars storyline, then I'm all good. If they can flesh out these characters.
So I've heard that.
Perfect. But please, just please, 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 please. We don't need another Star Wars thing on screen where it always ties in to the center story. Please, I don't want it. I don't.
So I've heard that it's essentially just about them trying or going. This is what people think it's gonna be about: is just them like trying to
escape Order 66,
make their way and surviving in the new empire.
Interesting. They kind of.
I'm not. I think it'll probably tie in.
It sounds like Rebels.
Somewhat. Rebels is good. Did you watch Rebels yet?
Nope. That kind of sounds like Rebels, though. People just trying to survive the. The new empire, which...
Rebels is about rebels.
And this is the Bad Batch, so it's basically just going to be them doing stuff. My gosh, that's the...
It's animated, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Just to be sure.
Yeah.
So, I will confess, the first time I saw the poster, I wasn't really reading about, like, the show or anything. I just saw the poster, and I may or may not have thought it said the bad, something that is spelled like batch, but is not a nice word.
Okay. the bad what
And
the
I
bad
was like,
something.
what on earth is this about?
Yep.
And I legit believed that's what it was, what it was for about
That's
5 seconds.
funny. But honestly, if Dave Filoni can make something great out of this, which I do believe he can, perfect. I'm just scared that because it's literally the stereotypical storyline of a bunch of different people, but they're really not different because it's been done so many times before, doing something big for the greater good. And if I just can't stand if they do that. Although I would like to see some sort of Order 66 thing, possibly, whether they still have their inhibitor chips. They maybe could do something with that. But besides that, I do not need another Rebels. I do not need another Clone Wars. I just want a new TV show. I want a new Star Wars. Can I have that, please? Thank you.
Let me see. So, first of all, I mean, Dave Filoni's doing it, so it has to be decent.
Well, those few episodes with those sisters kind of show otherwise.
Moving away from the Bad Batch for a sec, let me talk about those for a sec. I don't think they were actually a bad arc. I think it's just where the arc ended up getting placed was not good for people's reception of it because it was like in the middle of like the finale and there wasn't
It's
much
the
time and they just
finale.
put 4 episodes of this
Exactly.
in the middle of nowhere.
They could
That's
have.
why it was bad. It wasn't a bad arc. It just was in the wrong spot.
Yeah, and even though it wasn't a bad arc, I just thought all of that was boring, and I had a lot of hype for this being the finale, you know? This.
Again, that's what I'm saying. It's just because it's hyped as the finale,
Yeah.
so no one wants to see these people doing their stupid stuff for
But
four
that's the thing.
episodes. It's just a placement issue. It's not an arc issue. So yes, I'm talking like story-wise, Dave Filoni has a very good success rate.
Yeah, but with the Bad Batch, I didn't hate that part. I thought it was a nice setup. It kind of just brought everyone back to the Clone Wars world, you know? But like I said, the characters were boring, and so the action sequences were good. There wasn't anything really new there. So
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
yeah.
But I think, first of all, any TV show they want to make is fine with me. Anything they want to make is fine
Yeah.
with me. Go for it, and I'm going to watch it 100%, probably the day it comes out. But, I mean, you hope, of course, that it will be good. The real question is, which will be the crown jewel of 2021 or 2022 or whenever these are happening? The Bad Batch? Or, as we all think it will be, Kenobi.
Well, it's without a doubt gonna be Kenobi. Come on.
Exactly. That wasn't even a question.
If the Mandalorian was like 20 times more popular than the final season of Clone Wars, then come on, it's gonna be Kenobi. And come on, it's Ewan
Okay,
McGregor.
yeah, that's an interesting question. Which did you prefer, The Mandalorian or this last season of The Clone Wars?
Well, the better question is, which did you prefer? The final four episodes of the finale of Clone Wars,
Oh, I
or
totally preferred the final four episodes of the finale of The
yeah.
Clone Wars to The
Or do you mean like
Mandalorian.
overall? Or do you mean
Overall,
like
I think The Mandalorian is better, though.
Mandalorian? I think it's consistently better, but the
Just because
ending
it's
of the Clone
something
Wars,
fresh.
yeah, but the ending of the Clone Wars is just out of this world perfection.
The ending of The Clone Wars is on par with all of the movies, so.
Yeah. Oh,
But
definitely.
yeah.
No. If someone says to me to rank all Clone Wars, I'm sorry, not all Clone Wars, all the Star Wars movies, I will include those final four episodes in my rankings because they're worthy enough. They were worthy enough for that final spot.
They were so good. But yes, Kenobi is going to be legendary as well
Kenobi.
because Ewan, I don't know, Owen, Ewan, I don't, Ewan, I don't know how to
Ewan
pronounce his name. Ewan McGregor is
McGregor.
returning.
Ewan McGregor boy.
So, is this a popular opinion or unpopular opinion that Ewan McGregor is a better Obi-Wan than Sir Alec Guinness? That's a popular opinion, correct?
Well, I think so, but Ewan McGregor is a better Jedi. He's a better Master Kenobi. But as acting
I think
goes,
they're both very, very good, but I
yeah.
prefer Ewan McGregor.
Honestly, I think it's more just because Sir Alec Guinness was just in like 1.5 movies. He had like two scenes in the
Well,
others.
also, it's not like judgment on Alec Guinness, because a
Yeah.
lot of Ewan McGregor's character was based off of what Alec Guinness did,
Yeah,
so.
Ewan McGregor did do a great job of really just taking, just like going back and just thinking, what would Sir Al Guinness as a young guy look like as a Jedi? And he went ahead and did it.
And there was also the OG "Hello there."
Hello there.
From the original trilogy that no one ever talks about.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. And
but
also,
the infamous "Hello there" is what
this
has inspired our intro.
This is the funniest thing
Hello
ever.
Hello there.
This is the funniest thing ever. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but in Return of the Jedi, during the final duel between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, I just said Skywalker.
Are you going to say how Vader says Obi-Wan taught you well?
Yeah.
Luke
so
has
Luke
the high
like does a backflip onto the high ground, and Darth Vader goes, "Obi-Wan has taught you well." And just
Obi-Wan
has taught you well.
Obi-Wan has. Oh my gosh. You remember when we were talking about The Sandlot and you were like, "What's that?"
Yep.
James Earl Jones is in that.
Of course he is. James Earl Jones is in, he's in everything. He always, he, like, every deep voice character that you ever know, that you've never ever known, is James Earl Jones. Mufasa! Ah, Savinya! Da da da
yep.
da da.
But
what's that?
So yeah, Kenobi. What do you think Kenobi will be about? That's always a very interesting question.
It's either going to be, actually no, it's probably definitely just going to be right after Order 66. Either that, or directly before Obi-Wan's a master. But that wouldn't work then, because actually, it's probably just going to be after Order 66. He's aged extremely well, so it shouldn't look too weird. But then again, they could do when he's they could do like after Phantom Menace, but before Attack of the Clones.
No. No, that's a horrible
idea.
That
is a horrible idea.
I would be interested in seeing Hayden Christensen back though.
Yep.
Even though he wasn't the best ever.
Okay, is he a masterclass actor? No. Was he good? Yes. Was the script terrible and utter crap? Yes. The script's to blame, but also Hayden Christensen not overcoming the script is also to blame. They're both to blame, but George Lucas is a bit more to blame. If Ewan McGregor can make his terrible lines sound amazing and meme-worthy, then get to that level.
Well, Ewan McGregor,
he can make anything
is
sound
a very good.
Good
actor.
He is really good. I honestly think he's a bit underrated. People like,
I do too.
I feel like if you're in a Star Wars movie or if you're in blockbuster films, you're automatically not respected.
That's who you are.
Yeah, you're automatically not as respected as other actors, you know? Or not like in Hollywood.
Not,
like,
not as respected.
People just don't
but
really seem to take them as seriously because, oh, they're a
blockbuster.
It's
just at that
actor.
Point, he's just Obi-Wan now.
Yeah.
He's not Ewan McGregor.
Here's the thing. I was scared that Chris Evans, after his Marvel career, wasn't really going to get much, but then he gets the Knives Out role, and he's shown that he is capable of doing other roles, you know?
Of course they're all capable of doing other roles. They're all very, very,
they
very
all
good
actors.
They're
really good, but I'm just glad that people gave him the chance, you know, and didn't just think, oh, they're blockbuster actors, you know?
Oh, he's Captain America. He can never do this.
Yeah, exactly, you know?
Yeah, it is a weird phenomenon, like, you know what a really underrated movie with Ewan McGregor is?
What?
That Winnie the Pooh movie that came out a couple years back.
Oh, Christopher Robin.
That movie was actually so good.
We saw that in theaters, like opening weekend. Oh, I loved
it. We did too.
I loved that. It
was so good.
It's not like an
outstanding movie or anything. It's just like,
it's just so sweet.
A weird combination of a decent movie and like nostalgia.
Yeah, I just like,
and I wasn't even that into Winnie the Pooh. I was
really into Winnie the Pooh. We read the books by A.A. Milne, and I watched all the animated.
Did you say A.A. Milne?
No,
it's Milne.
What?
Isn't it Milne?
No.
How do you pronounce his name?
Milne. Wait.
There's no M.
Wait. Let.
Hey Google.
It's A.A. Milne.
Who wrote Winnie the Pooh?
It's A.A. Milne.
Winnie the Pooh was created by A.A. Milne.
What?
It's pronounced Milne.
It's Milne.
It's Milne.
Wait, I have to look this up. Is it A.A. Milne? Milne?
I'm pretty sure it's just pronounced Milne. That's what Google just said.
Well,
then again,
Google
can't pronounce anything.
Hmm. Let's see. Okay, I don't know. I still say A.A. Milne because everyone in my family says A.A. Milne.
Whatever, that's your choice.
Yep.
But yeah, there was a stupid Winnie the Pooh show that I loved for some reason as a child where the main character wasn't even Winnie the Pooh. It was about some like red-headed girl.
Okay.
It was, what was it? I need to Google. I go to Google. I'm afraid to click away from
Oh
the page
no.
that's showing me that my audio
Connor,
is recording.
we're going to a few months ago, us where every time we don't know something, we just hop on Google and start Googling it into our mics. Shh. We just like
Except we've got better
we
mics
just clatter
now.
on our keyboards. I don't
I'm
because
so afraid to click away from the page that's showing me that I'm recording because of what's happened to
Oh
you in the
gosh,
past couple
same.
of
Oh
weeks.
gosh. You just gave me a heart
And I'm
attack
so
almost.
afraid that it just
But
stopped.
as you said that, I realized that I wasn't on the page, so I quickly clicked over. I was like, oh,
I watched this
oh.
dumb show called My Friends Tigger and Pooh from 2007, and it wasn't even about Winnie the Pooh. And all of the I loved it, yet all of the reviews, first review, meh, I don't really like how Disney made a spin-off series of Winnie the Pooh. The classic Winnie the Pooh should have been left alone. The movies are great.
I
The original
agree.
show, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, was already
I
good.
agree. I just.
When a bad movie gets a good TV show, the show is a disgrace to Winnie the Pooh. That's
Honestly,
terrible.
Christopher Robin
Yeah,
was.
it was about this stupid redhead girl
I just
named
loved Chris. I just
Darcy.
love Christopher Robin so much, just because of how
The
sweet and
movie, it was
it was
so
just
good.
sweet and nostalgic. And there was nothing you couldn't. If you dislike it because it's not a good, just because it's not like an A plus movie, then get out of here. Just so sweet and just nostalgic.
It wasn't a bad movie, though. It was
It
quite
was
good,
very good
actually.
actually. And oh my gosh, the
They're low-key
visuals.
making me want to watch it
The
again.
visuals for those stuffed animals were amazing. I'm surprised it didn't win Best Visual Effects.
Cinematography was just
Yeah.
very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it has good review. Oh no, it does. Okay, the
It
first review just
has like
happens to be 1 stars.
73 or something, right? Ah, I guess it. Fun. But
I don't know.
don't you think that the
Oh, great! The device I'm calling you on just gave me a 5% battery warning, and I can't plug it in because my headphones are plugged in.
Oh no.
So let's hope that lasts a while.
Indeed. But don't you think the visuals for those stuffed animals are just out of this world? They look so
They're
real.
so good.
They look so real.
Are they entirely CGI?
Entirely.
There's
Everything's.
no way it's entirely
Oh, they
CGI.
are entirely CGI. Like, entirely. They had, like, doubles where they had, like, stuffed animals on the set, but then they totally CGI'd them out. They have them just there for lighting references and stuff.
But yes, this is such a good movie.
Yep.
Severely underrated, in my opinion.
Severely. Anyway, Bad Batch. Overall, do you
How
think
did we end up on Winnie the
no
Pooh?
idea. Do you think it's gonna
Oh, through Aiden McGregor.
So, do you think that they will try and fit it into the bigger storyline like Rebels
Here's what
did?
I think about it. I think Dee Bradley Baker is gonna make a lot of cash.
Who?
The guy who plays every single clone.
Right. Oh, you're right. Yep.
And Perry the Platypus.
Indeed. Wait, but don't the Bad Batch have different voices?
Do they?
They would have
Let me
to.
look it up.
They would have to because they have different vocal structures.
Yeah, but they still have to be similar. I think it's the same guy who played. Oh, why am I in Yahoo? The Bad Batch. Oh, it gave me some sort of strange Jason Momoa movie from 2017. One
Same.
sec. Who played the Bad Batch Clone Wars? They're played by. Do, 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 do. Why do I make that noise when I Google
Do
things?
do 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 do. Don't think we're ever gonna find it.
It's probably just D by Bradley Baker.
Okay.
Let me look up Clone Wars Season 7 cast. Why am I in Yahoo? I just Yahoo put Google into Yahoo to get to Google. Clone Wars Season 7 cast. I guess this is what Dee Bradley Baker as Clone Troopers, Ashley Eckstein as Ahsoka Tano, Matt Lanter as Anakin Skywalker, James Arnold Taylor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, Matthew Wood as Battle Droids. I mean, probably. Didn't he play General Grievous in one of the movies?
I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's just Dee Bradley Baker.
Okay.
Matthew Wood. Or did he play... I don't know. Yeah, I guess not. He just played the battle droids. Well, I guess either Dee Bradley Baker is going to get rich or he's just going to get money because he'll be in it either way.
Indeed.
I'm sure he's probably already fairly rich.
Indeed.
But I think they'll tie it in, but less than other shows. I don't think it will be as detached as The Mandalorian. I don't think it will be as attached as The Clone Wars.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it'll be in, like, it'll obviously be set during a time, but I don't think they're going to be, like, going on escapades in direct relation to things that we've seen.
Oh, yeah, that would be so annoying if they did that.
I wouldn't mind if they made, like, one or two episodes that, like, affected what happened in the movie, because that would be fun.
Yeah.
But if that was the whole plot,
this is what I'm scared about. So, I've said this before in another episode, but... Ever since The Mandalorian said that they're going to be having Ahsoka, I'm suddenly scared that Disney's just going to be walking back to them constantly shoving old school characters down our throats and won't let us new Star Wars. I'm just really scared.
I hope they handle it. I'm fine with her being in there, but they need to handle it right. You're correct.
Yeah.
It needs to be like. Either a small part, or maybe the Mandalorian doesn't even... We don't even find out who she is, and we know that she's Ahsoka.
Yeah.
But the Mandalorian never draws any connection to that, and she's just sort of as a character with connections that we know about. I think that would be kind
right.
of fun. Like, if she's just has some mysterious past that's hinted at, and we obviously know what
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, but still, I just feel like... I know that because Baby Yoda is part of the Force, they obviously have to bring Jedi or something into it or someone who knows the Force into it.
Yeah, that kind of bothered me, to be honest with you. I feel like Jedi should have stayed out of it.
I'm fine with Baby Yoda having the Force because the Force doesn't belong to the Jedi. And it's obvious that Yoda's race has many, many, many midichlorians.
I don't think it is that obvious.
Yeah.
Like, what are there, two Jedi that are from his race?
Well,
that
we've never
about?
Seen the race before, you know, besides them.
Yeah, but we only... Well, actually, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I swear. I don't know if I'll be really happy or really sad if they go into Yoda's race.
I'll be so happy. I'll be so, so, so happy.
I think it's something that is cool to leave in darkness,
that's
but
the thing.
Also
they've
maybe...
They've left it in darkness
like,
forever.
Maybe Yoda's, like, from some mystic race of, like... Force-wielding beings.
Maybe
that'd be kinda cool.
Maybe they don't have to talk about it, but I do want the ending of The Mandalorian just to be them landing on a planet, and you see like a few green ears pop up out of the bushes, and then it ends. That's all I want.
I think it would be a nice hint in there. They could put some nice hints in something like that from like
season 3.
His culture,
right?
Like Yoda's culture of his, like just like to give you little bits of hints.
Yeah, but. In The Mandalorian, don't they say something about, like, they don't, like, when they scan it, they can't tell what race it is? Like, the race...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, here's what I think would be cool about this race. If it's, like, a race that no one really knows about, but people
or it's lost.
Know that it has existed, like, a kind of lost race, and they know about, like, Yoda and
But Baby Yoda has to have parents, though.
Yeah, I know.
But then, he is 50 years old. I keep
forgetting
that.
Like, maybe it's just, like, some... There's some planet out there full of this race, and it's like a mystic race of some sort connected to like the Force.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just there's so many cool ideas you can take.
Right.
And I don't. In no way do I want just like a full bucket of information, but I think they could drop nice hints.
But this is like the perfect
like
opportunity for them if they do really want to get into the Force and maybe stay away from the Jedi, but keep with the Force theme they're going on. Maybe they could really get into some of that deep, deep, deep Star Wars comics lore, you know? Like, deep Maybe. Ones. That so they so they can make some of the really cool concepts into canon.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because, like, especially
I also want a series about Thrawn.
Because, like, with the sequel trilogy, when they try to introduce new concepts, as many people have pointed out, new concepts kind of break Star Wars.
You can't do that in the movies. You can't do that like in the way they have done it.
Yeah, like the force healing thing, I hate, but the hyperspace RAM, I love. Who do you think would try that? You know?
I just think they need to they introduce concepts too soon before they're important.
Yeah.
And that's something that people need to be careful with.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm fine. Like, maybe they should have. I don't know. Maybe they should have made The Mandalorian sooner so that they could fully develop the force healing concept. And then they could have really made
it. I agree with that.
Then maybe they could. Maybe it could be something exclusively for Yoda's race, you know? But then again, then Rey has it, and, like, then she's like, oh, I gave him some of my life force.
Rey could have been, like, Yoda. Rey could have been a Yoda species.
Good luck selling toys.
She could have been Yaddle Jr.
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, can we take a quick break? Because I got to plug in my phone.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Okay, we'll be back in a sec.
We're going to take a quick break while I plug in my phone.
Yep, yep.
Listen to these ads. All right, everything is plugged in to the main interface and ready to allow me communication to my fellow man.
Nice. Good for you. I'm very happy for you. Very, very, very
and
happy.
I don't remember what we're talking about, so we're just starting again with the Bad Batch.
What? No. You said something about Rey being Yoda, and I said that would not sell many toys, so let's just get on from there.
What if everyone in the sequels were Yoda?
Then George Lucas's script would actually be good.
What? Did he intend for there to be a movie where everyone was Yoda?
No. I'm just saying, if you like, I guarantee you, a script where everyone's speaking Yoda's language would be better than the script that George Lucas made.
Oof.
It's not like Yoda is completely fluent already if he's speaking backwards. So if you make the entire prequel trilogy backwards, then it'll at least show that it's for a reason. It's for a reason.
Oh, what was I gonna say? Heard about the rumor that it came out and then immediately got discredited about Disney like canceling the sequel trilogy, right?
Yeah.
Are you happy? I think I'm happy that it got discredited because I think that would have been annoying.
That would have just been so weird. You'd never be able to get it out of your head because you could never
Yeah, that would always be the sequels to everyone who saw it.
Yeah, people enjoyed that movie, and only the silent minority is screaming about it on Twitter. Maybe even more than the silent
minority.
Jackie,
it's not the silent minority if they're screaming about it on
Twitter. Sorry, the vocal minority. Sorry, the extremely, extremely
vocal. Vocal minorities are very annoying. It's always like, this is not what people believe, but the only people who talk about it are the people who disagree with it.
Exactly.
And it's so annoying. Because no one's just going to be, like, talking about it, like, super loudly if they agree with it. They're only going to be talking about it if they disagree with it, just thus giving the appearance that everyone hated it.
Like, people who liked the sequel trilogy were told that they're not allowed to like the sequel trilogy because it ruined canon or something, and they were told they're not allowed to enjoy movies like that. So then, therefore, they lost their interest in the sequels, and then they just hopped on the hate the sequel trilogy train. And if that's the reason why the sequels will no longer be sequels, then I don't want to be part of the Star Wars fandom. Thank you very much. You can't just
yeah.
If you want to get rid of movies, please get rid of Attack of the Clones.
Except I hate to break it to you, man, but I don't think it's a vocal minority that dislike the sequels. I think it's a vocal majority.
Well, fine.
And it's a non-vocal minority that enjoyed it. Not to go back into sequels, but again, Last Jedi good, Rise of Skywalker bad, Force Awakens meh.
Last Jedi amazing, Rise of Skywalker bad, Force Awakens meh.
So here's another thing, I feel like I want everyone to go into TV shows more. Like Marvel, I want more TV shows, Star Wars.
Do you mean like and cut out on movies or kind of do both? Like I know. I definitely think Marvel can cut down on the amount of movies they're making. They made like 4 Marvel movies in a year one time, and it was just like it was too much.
Well, Star Wars doesn't make that many movies.
I'm talking about Marvel. You know, Marvel can definitely cut down the movies and focus on TV shows. But I think that Star Wars definitely should get out more movies and TV shows. They're way behind.
I think the amount of movies they're making is fine. I don't want there to be too many movies. I think they need to lean more heavily into TV shows and keep the movies going at relatively the same rate, if not even just like a little bit less. To be honest with you, the idea of more Star Wars movies just feels weird to me because it's kind of what happened was over. And
well,
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if Rogue One and Solo are successful, well, Rogue Solo wasn't extremely successful, but it was successful enough, then they could definitely make things that are slightly separated. You know, that's why I really want Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm not against it. I just kind of feel weird with the fact that it's over, but they're making more movies. I don't know why. They should certainly keep making more, and I will gladly watch them all.
But, you know, we could make the same argument for TV shows. Like, the Clone Wars ended off on the perfect note, the perfect depressing note, but then they're continuing with Bad Batch, you know?
But TV shows, I know, I'm not saying they shouldn't make more movies, but I also don't feel the same way about TV shows for some reason. I just feel like TV shows is something that isn't nearly explored enough, and I feel like there's so many good opportunities for TV shows or movies.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I know I've talked about this before, but I really want to be put into movies is, like, the time period around when maybe Yoda would have been joining the Jedi Order.
Yeah, that could be cool. Maybe,
Or the High Republic. I'm not sure if those two things line up, but why will they not give us something from the flippin' High Republic?
I just still really want, Ryan Johnson to get his trilogy if it's like totally separated from any of the center storyline.
I saw something that said something about a Ryan Johnson trilogy starring Brie Larson.
That wouldn't happen, I don't think.
I know. The article was literally about it getting canceled, so I don't know. It's all rumors. It's all rumors.
Well, like, the only glimpse we have of his trilogy is Ryan Johnson saying it's still on. They aren't even close to casting decisions or anything. They're still trying to find out.
Again, I know. It's just rumors that Brie Larson was involved. Which, I mean, I don't have anything really against it or for it. I don't really know.
So. Well, I honestly, like, in the Marvel movies, I never really liked her, but
Her character's kind of dumb.
I've heard that she is a good actress, so she might be able to be good in Star Wars.
She's not like a, you know how we were talking about blockbusters and stuff before?
Yeah.
I feel like she's not really a blockbuster actress.
She's won an Oscar, so.
That doesn't make you a, usually Oscars don't go to blockbuster films.
That's exactly what I'm saying. She's not a blockbuster actress because.
I always have found that slightly annoying as well, that they just avoid the blockbusters with
exactly.
Oscars.
Exactly. Kind of like for Inception, that's definitely a blockbuster.
Did Inception not win an Oscar?
It won visual effects. It's won some Oscars, but none of like the big Oscars. It's won technical.
That should have won a lot of Oscars.
I'm pretty sure it did get nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor. But
how did it? Who won?
No idea. Let's see.
I need to Google this.
What was that? Inception was 2010.
Best
right?
Picture, 2010.
Wait, did Inception get nominated for it?
I don't know. I'm pulling up the article right now. The Hurt Locker with Jeremy Renner. The King's Speech.
King's Speech.
Oh, this is the winners.
Hurt Locker.
The Hurt
I've
Locker
heard that's
won
very
in
good,
2010.
So.
Directed by Tom. Oh, no, that's the King's Speech. Catherine Bigelow's Iraq war thriller follows a bomb squad led by a maverick sergeant played by Jeremy Renner. Anthony Mackie and Brian Garrity also star in the film. Written by Mark Boal, The Hurt Locker took home Best Picture, Best Director for Bigelow, becoming the first and only female recipient of this award. Best Screenplay, Best Editing, Best Sound Mixing, and Best Sound Editing. The film earned 3 additional nominations for Renner's lead role, Barry Ackroyd's cinematography, and an original score from Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders. The nominees, Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, A Serious Man,
Inception.
Up, and Up in the Air.
No, Inception was nominated. No. I'm looking at it right
was
now.
Was Inception 2009?
Ah, 2011. Sorry.
Oh, it was 2011.
So that was King's Speech.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Wait, Toy Story 3 got nominated for Best Picture?
I guess
so. I didn't know animated movies could even get nominated for Best Picture.
Up was nominated for Best Picture as well.
Oh, that's the Up that it's talking about in 2010?
Yeah.
Oh.
It
I didn't know an animated movie could get... It has to be very good then.
Yeah, it won Best Animated Feature and Best Original Music Score, but it only got nominated for Best Picture, which is still amazing for an animated movie.
Has an animated movie ever won Best Picture?
Don't think so.
Google it.
Okay, has an animated movie ever won Best Picture?
This is depressing. I've seen like one of the... No, I haven't seen any of the... No, I've seen one of these movies from the past 10 years of Best Picture nominations. I've seen one.
I don't think any of them have ever won. But
yeah, that has to be insanely hard.
Yep. I honestly think that Up probably could have, like, if it was made in a different...
Up was good.
If it was made in a different year, it probably could have snatched away an Oscar. The Oscar for
I'm sure it won Best Animated Picture.
Oh,
it,
without a doubt. If an animated feature gets nominated for Best Picture and
it's
none of
win.
The others do, then it's going to win Best Animated Feature. Same with Parasite. Parasite was nominated for Best Foreign Film and Best Picture. So obviously it's going to win Best Foreign Film. But then which surprised everyone, and I'm kind of happy.
Did you ever see it?
No, I have not. I have not. I don't know if I will. I really want to see it, but don't know if I ever will.
So the
Before
first
I'm 18,
one to ever be nominated,
Shrek.
The first animated film to be nominated.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast, I think.
Was Beauty and the Beast,
right.
But it lost to Silence of the Lambs.
Of course it did. Silence of the Lambs.
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And then it says Beauty and the Beast was the first one ever nominated for Best Picture. Up and Toy Story 3 also received it. So.
Yep.
It must be. It's very hard.
Yeah. Do you think that the Oscars should bring in like best TV show, best animated TV show?
I think the Oscars is a film.
But do you think they could?
I think that should be, that's a separate thing, is it not, television?
They do have a separate television awards, but I feel like not many people really care about it that much. I think it's the Emmys.
The Emmys, is that TV shows? I don't know.
Pretty sure it is. Yeah, it's television. I think it's the big one, but I don't know. I think it could be cool if the Oscars had one.
I don't know. Maybe they could just make one category for TV series, like best TV series.
Because like, what if it,
the Emmy? Yeah, the Emmys is television at least. I don't know if it is films as well.
It's not films, I don't think.
Yeah, then it's just television,
okay.
Because I know there are multiple TV
because,
shows
like,
that won an
what
Emmy.
If a TV show is like better than a the movie's nominated for Best Picture. Don't you think it should like have a chance to win?
No, it's a separate thing.
Okay.
Also the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I think do TV shows.
Who cares about the Golden Globes though? It's basically just leading up to the Oscars. I've always realized that. Like
the Grammys have them, I think. Or is the Grammys just music?
Just music, I think. Anyway,
says,
we're just gonna.
I looked it up and it says.
If we're at the point where we're just googling a bunch of random things about the Oscars,
no, shush, this is interesting. Well, I googled it and it says like shows like Stranger Things have won Grammys, so.
Okay. Oh yeah, I think TV shows can do with Grammys.
Oh geez, Louise! Apparently, Stranger Things has 63 wins for some sort of awards.
Dang.
And 210 nominations.
Dang. Anyways, I think we should just end off now if we're going to be googling a bunch of random things. So
the Bad Batch, what are your thoughts? Overall, what do you think?
Honestly, I'm kind of just in the middle. Meh. M-E-H. Don't know. Could be good. Could be
looking this, and apparently Stranger Things won an award for mobile gaming.
It could be good. Could be bad. Hope it's good. Do not hope it's bad. If it's bad, I'll cry. If it's good, well, it's good.
So we're going to enjoy it, is essentially what he's saying.
I hope I enjoy it. I honestly don't know if I will enjoy it.
Well, I'm leaning back, so my mic cannot hear me. Hello, this is far away me.
I tend to enjoy, like, anything that Star Wars has came out with. Like, I enjoyed watching all of the sequels, even though I wasn't a big fan of a couple of them. I enjoyed it. Oh my gosh, by the way, on Disney Plus, do they have the Christmas special? I need to look.
Don't think so.
I know this is irrelevant, but I need to look. Let me open Disney Plus. DisneyPlus.com. I need to know, because I've never seen it, and I want to see it really badly.
I've seen it.
I'm not logged in. It's probably terrible, but...
It's an abomination on every single level.
What about the Ewok special?
It's like... I don't even know. It's just like a dumb 90s TV film.
I want to see it so bad. All I know is that Chewbacca has like a son.
Well, it's terrible.
Well, I'm looking to see if it's on Disney Plus.
There's just a random tan car on our driveway, and it's not moving.
That's creepy. Is it a white van?
No, I don't know if it's for like our shopping, because we do online shopping. Don't know if it's for that. That's kind of weird.
Oh, the X-Men is on Disney Plus now. They finally got that on there.
Interesting.
Well, maybe the shopping man is here to kidnap you.
Hopefully.
The good thing is we have it all on audio, so we got his license plates right now.
Okay, the license
that was a joke.
Plate
Do not
is,
lay down his license plates.
It's 3 points.
Do not read it out.
1-4.
That better be...
1-5. What?
The first, like, four letters of that were pi.
Of course it was. I said it's 3.14159265.
How many digits of pi do you know?
I used to know, like, 30, but now I forgot all of them.
I put Christmas special into the search bar.
Anyway, we should... Star Wars. I need to know. No, you don't.
I need to know.
You do not.
Jackie.
Connor.
Jackie.
Connor.
Jackie.
Connor.
I need...
Connor.
Jackie.
Connor.
Jackie.
Connor.
Jackie.
Connor.
Jackie.
Connor. Connor.
Jackie.
Connor.
Jackie.
Jackie. Dang it.
You know what? I'm just Googling it. Is the Star Wars... I'm Yahooing it. Christmas...
Wow, what a loser. Imagine Yahooing something.
Special on... Disney Plus.
Hopefully not.
Please, please.
The car is not.
No!
The car is not moving. I'm scared.
The Star Wars Holiday Special isn't being released on Disney Plus. We can only assume, for the obvious reason, that Lucasfilm has tried to keep this Christmas-themed TV movie hidden from the public eye. Where can I watch Star Wars? Christmas.
How about we just end it there? Thank you all
for
listening.
No, I need to... Jackie?
Jackie? Connor. 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 Connor.
Jackie?
Connor. Connor. Connor.
Jackie?
You went through rehab. You went through therapy. We are done with this.
Why is it not... I went through therapy from stopping me singing.
Da da da
da da da.
Connor.
Da da
da da
da.
Connor. Connor.
The first article
Connor,
that comes up.
Connor.
Do not watch
Connor,
under any circumstances the Star Wars Christmas special.
Well, I don't know why you had to look that up.
Because I want to see it very badly.
Newsflash. The grass is green and the water is blue. And every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes.
No, 2 minutes passes.
Excuse me?
Well, you're probably right. They don't want to hear me Googling how to watch the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yep. Well, thank you.
I knew
you
someone
all
who rated the Holiday
singing.
Special over the. I knew there was a guy I knew who rated the Holiday Special over the the sequels.
I have to go now. We're ending now.
He preferred.
We're ending
it.
Now.
Are you not surprised?
We're ending now. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't
all right. Well, guys. Mm-hmm. We are going to peace to the out.
Peace to the out.
I guess we decided to start our episodes with goodbye there. No, was that
goodbye
it?
Goodbye there. And then
goodbye
so uncivilized.
There, and you are unwelcome.
No, so uncivilized.
This episode.
Because those
are the
last two words that General Grievous and Obi-Wan Kenobi said to each other. It brings tears to my eyes. The relationship.
When did he say goodbye there?
He didn't, but he thought it. No, General Grievous. General Grievous, when he got shot, he's like, goodbye there. And then...
Fine, you know what? Goodbye there, and you are unwelcome from this episode of The Unwatchables.
That sounds like fascism.
The Bad Bitch, coming 2021.